Sam McClure on 11:16 SEN, joined by Gold Coast co-captain Tom Lynch. Tom, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Do you enjoy days like today, or just prefer to keep the footy to the footy?
I didn't come last year. Maisie came last year, so I was first one.
So did he make you do it this year? So sort of a rotating, facing first ball sort of thing?
Yeah, so he put his hand up and said, I'll come down first, so I was happy with that.
What have you made of the pre-season so far? I know it's only pre-season, but new coach, there seems to be sort of new blood at the Gold Coast Suns, and performances in the JLT have been really encouraging.
Yeah, it has. It's obviously every team's going really well at pre-season if you ask anyone, but I feel like we've put in the hard work over summer, and we play with the way we want to play in JLT's first and foremost, so that's exciting, and we can't wait for round one.
Do you think your captaincy and the way you lead will change at all this year? Are you still learning and developing your leadership?
Well, always learning. I think I'll be better for it having second year. Stephen and myself both spoken about it, that we're going to be better for it. So much we're going to change too much, just improve at things. So I think it's like anything, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Your coach was on our program last week and said, although losing a player of Gary Ablett's magnitude is massive, the fact is it allows other people to sort of step and fill in that void as a leader and have more depth in leadership. Do you sort of agree, and have you seen that over the pre-season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're always trying to grow our leadership group, and I think Jared Witts is coming this year, Pierce Hanley, who haven't been in before, and they've been awesome since they've come in. They're really driving the group, and they've been great.
You think leadership's going to be an even more important thing given the first half of the year you sort of haven't got a home game as such?
Yeah, we're obviously we're going to play away, but to be honest, we're looking
forward.
Doesn't
faze you?
No, we're looking forward to it because we'll get away as a group, and it'll be great to gel as a team. We've had a lot of new guys come in the last few years, coaches and new coach obviously spoke about, new footy manager, so it'll be good to spend time away as a playing group and as a footy club.
Do you think in 5 or 10 years' time we'll look back on situations like yours and Rory Sloane's and Patrick Dangerfield's a few years ago and think, why do we all make such a big deal of it? I mean, the fact is, you're a player like lots of other players that have been going through a footy system the last 10 years that's out of contract and have a decision to make that's yours and no one else's. I mean, that's probably how you feel. It doesn't help the fact that it's played out in the public day on day.
Yeah, it is interesting that, I think everyone became obsessed with Dusty last year, what he's going to do.
And, they did. They became obsessed. Yeah. And we did, we're not trying to say that we didn't.
It'll be interesting in 10 years' time, see how those things change. As you said, there's plenty of blokes out of contract throughout the league. They focus on a few and leave a few others to go about the business.
Faze you at all, the day-to-day rigmarole of it? Or is it, for you, it's not even 1% of what we think it is for you? Because we talk about it every day.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, I'm just going to work every day trying to be better as a footballer and better captain. So, I've just been focused on pre-season, focused on getting myself right for round one.
Tom, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sam.